AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As he announced a trade deal in Asia, President Biden had a warning for people back home about the economy.
This is going to be a haul. This is going to take some time.
The president said he does not think a recession is inevitable in the U.S. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund says a global recession isn't in the cards, but it doesn't mean it's out of the question. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The president also said if China were to invade Taiwan, the U.S. would intervene.
My expectation is it will not happen. It will not be attempted. My expectation is a lot of it depends upon just how strongly the world makes clear that that kind of action is going to result in long-term disapprobation by the rest of the community.
The president said the burden to protect Taiwan is even stronger after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The foreign ministry says China will take firm action to safeguard its sovereignty and security interests and will do what we say. A Ukrainian official says Russian forces are stepping up their bombardment of the Donbass region. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says a meeting with allied nations produced new pledges of aid for Ukraine.
That includes some 20 countries that announced new security assistance packages. Many countries are donating critically needed artillery ammunition, coastal defense systems, and tanks and other armored vehicles. Others came forward with new commitments for training Ukraine's forces and sustaining its military systems.
A captured Russian soldier who pleaded guilty to killing a Ukrainian civilian was sentenced to life in prison, the maximum in the first war crimes trial since Russia's invasion. The mayor of New York, Eric Adams, says investigators of a fatal shooting on a New York subway train have very few leads. This is AP News. The head of the World Food Program is telling rich people to step up.
David Beasley is telling billionaires to prove their worth as the global threat of food insecurity rises with Russia's war in Ukraine, adding he's seeing encouraging signs from some of the world's richest people, like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. Musk, the world's richest man, has donated about 5 million shares of company stock worth roughly $5.7 billion to an unidentified charity in November. Beasley adds, the world's in real serious trouble. This is not rhetoric. Step up now because the world needs you. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A man who, as a child, had a brief but key role in Jaws has been named police chief on a Massachusetts island where the 1975 movie was partially filmed. Jonathan Searle will be chief in Oak Bluffs in Martha's Vineyard. In Jaws, he played one of the boys who sent beachgoers into a panic by swimming around in a fake shark's fin. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.